All right, ladies. Peace out. Have a killer weekend, you hear me? I wish I could join you, but you know how it goes. Work, work, work. Well, I can't complain too much, right? Hey, Betty, remember that hottie from the party? Don't be shy, girl. He's totally into you. Trust me. Should shoot your shot before somebody else does. Anyway, you guys better bounce. I've got a mountain of paperwork to tackle. We'll catch up later, maybe grab a drink or something. And for the love of all things holy, don't ditch your phones. You know, I hate it when people go MIA. All right. That's enough chit-chat. I'll see ya. Okay, girl. Just a little bit more, and you're free. Just a small mountain of paperwork, or maybe more like a freaking Everest. And then you can enjoy a free weekend. You've got to be kidding me. You're staying late too. This is too good to be true. It's like the universe is conspiring in my favor. I swear I'm such a lucky girl. Let's sneak up on him. Well, well, well. If it isn't my dear, sweet, precious coworker. Pulling an overtime shift too. How delightful to see you here. Easy, easy, scaredy cat. It's just me, your one and only favorite, beautiful, wonderful, and fragrant coworker who loves you so, so much. Thought you were all alone, huh? What do you mean, just you? You don't love me? You don't want me around? How could you say that? I thought we were friends. Aw, you're hurting my feelings, you know? You're so mean. Leave you alone? Oh, please. We're just two amazing coworkers having a little friendly chat. What's the big deal? You really don't like me. You're gonna hurt my feelings if you keep this up. Come on. Put that boring paperwork down for a second. You don't have to be such a goody two-shoes all the time. It's just you and me here. No one else. That's right. That's right. Like that. Much better. Looking at me now. I hate talking to someone who keeps looking at other things. What was that? You're angry. Oh, I love seeing you like that all grumpy. Especially if it's because of me. Come on, take that ugly expression off your face. We're just talking. Or is it you're still mad from that prank earlier? Oh, come on. Oh, it was hilarious. Everyone laughed at you, desperately trying to hold your pants up while you had all that paperwork in your hands. Don't even get me started on that look on your face when you realize what happened. You look like a deer in headlights. It was priceless. Oh, please, don't be such a drama queen. You've got to learn to take a joke, man. It's all in good fun. Come on, lighten up. It's not like I broke your arm or stole your lunch money. You're acting like a little kid. Just laugh it off. Or... keep crying about it. I really don't care. Everyone else thinks it's hilarious. Maybe you should get a thicker skin. What do I want? I've been meaning to talk to you for a while now, but it's always been too crowded or there's too much going on. But I do need to talk to you about something. You got nothing to say to me? You're fucking kidding me, you jerk. You can't be serious. Oh, yeah? And so you really forgot, huh? Well, Let your dearest, sweet coworker here remind you there was this work party, you know, the usual boring stuff, the boss being his usual self, everyone telling those stupid jokes that no one laughs at, but people chuckle at anyway just to be polite. Remember now? Oh, yeah, I get it. You're still gonna play dumb, huh? Okay. So, we were at that lame party. Everyone was sipping on their drinks. We started to loosen up a bit, you know, because of the drinks and all. And I looked at you, and you looked at me. And this incredibly stupid idea popped in my head. Remember? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't look away, you idiot. Look at me. I said, look. Look at me, moron. You remember now, huh? Remember what happened? What we did? Because I remember it very well. My body remembers what we did. I can't get it out of my head. What? That was a mistake. No. What are you saying? That was good for you. I know it was. Don't even try to deny it. Don't you fucking dare say it was a mistake after you fucked me like that. If it was good for me, oh, come on, you know it was. It was amazing. Possibly the best I've ever had. You were incredible, and the way you pounded me felt so amazing. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being with you. So what? What do you mean, so what? You're some fucking jerk. You're not gonna deny it. It's more than obvious that there's a connection between us. We mesh well. You know what, deep down, you must have felt it too. That we clicked in the heat of the moment, and I'm sure it wasn't just me who felt that. You must have felt the chemistry between us when we were together. I am sure of it. It wasn't just me. Even if you won't admit it, I saw the way you looked at me. I saw the hunger in your eyes. So stop pretending this was all some big mistake. No, 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 no. Don't even try and play that card. You know perfectly well that alcohol wasn't the problem. You wanted that. You wanted me. You were all over me, and it happened. So what's the big deal? You're trying to act like a victim now, but you wanted it just as much as I did. Look, office drone, I'm not saying I'm in love or that you have to fall head over heels for me. I'm not saying we have to become one of those annoyingly happy and sappy couples who are all lovey-dovey. But it's undeniable that we are a good match, that sex is fucking great with you, and you're so uptight, the office nerd type, but I can't deny that you're hot. You're hot, sexy, and that you turn me on, and you know how to fuck like a pro. And let's be real, I know damn well I'm a fucking hot girl, and that you obviously want me. What do I actually want? Look, just to make it clear, I hate you. Your perfect little self annoys me. Being in the same room as you is a hassle for me. I want to torment you all the time. And it's like a divine calling. It's like a divine calling for me to annoy you. But I need more from you. I want more of you. I want you to make me feel the same way as that day. I want you to fucking stretch my cunt out again, just like that day. Show me that wild side of yours again and fuck me hard without mercy or restraint. And I know you want it too. I can see it in your eyes, the way they linger on me, the way they roam all over my body. You admire my legs. You check out my curves. You worship my tits. And you get lost in my lips, don't you? No matter
How hard you try to hide it, I can see it all. And you can say no all you want, but I know the truth. You want me. You crave me. You want to make another mistake with me, and you will. You don't have to like me. You just have to give me what I want. Why don't you give me a hug? That's good.
That's good. That's good.
Look me in the eye and tell me you don't want me. Tell me you don't want to take me in your arms and unleash the wild beast inside you. Tell me no. Go ahead. It's your chance. It's your chance. Yeah, pull my hair like that. Harder, harder. Show me who's a boss. Take control. Rough me up. Do whatever you want with me. So what if others get suspicious? Fuck 'em. It's none of their business. This is between you and me, and anyone who gets involved will have to deal with me. Oh. Yes. Kiss my neck like that. Oh. Devour me. Use me. You fucking beast. You like me like this? You having me on my knees at your mercy like this, feeling so powerful? Use me however you want. Use me however you want. Fucking finally. Hold my hair like that, really tight, and rub your dick all over my face. You dirty pervert. The scent, this feeling. Oh, fuck. This turns me on so damn much. Oh, yeah. Oh, be rough with me. Be rough with me. This is so sudden. I love it. Please, I'll be a good little obedient slut for you and suck you really fucking good. I'll suck you really Fuck. Oh, I miss this cock so much. I love how it fills my mouth so damn good. Tastes so good. I see. How well we match together. This is what I'm talking about. Feel good if I just stroke it like that? Yeah? You like seeing my subby side for a cock like this? Come on! Fucking use my mouth like a fleshlight. A hole to satisfy you. use my mouth like a dirty little toy, a hole to ravage. My mouth is nothing but a dirty, nasty hole to bury your cock. Fucking abuse my throat with your heart. Fucking cock, give me what I fucking want. I don't care about the pain or the gagging. Just give me that cock, please. Just use me as your personal fucking slave. My mouth, pussy, is all yours. Go ahead, yeah, hold my head. Oh yeah, you're gonna fuck my face? I can't say no more. Please, fucking ravage my throat with your fucking cock. Yeah, bend me over the chest like this. I don't fucking care about all this mess. Just take me however you want. Treat me like a cheap, dirty whore. I'm your dirty little toy. Your cock, milking, nasty slut. Make me feel like I'm nothing but a piece of meat. Lift up my skirt like what you see. What a dumb question. Of course you like it. It's a big, round, firm fucking ass. That's it. That's it. Slap my fucking... Oh, oh, fuck yes. Leave a mark on my ass. Leave a mark. Leave a mark. Oh, fucking spank me. Make my ass sore and red, baby. I want to feel your hand coming down on my skin like a hot poker. Oh, fuck. This feels so fucking good. God, I'm so fucking wet for you. Please, I need it. I need to feel your fucking cock. Please, down in my messy, dripping cunt. Come on. Fucking ravage my tight little pussy. Split me open with your fucking hard cock. Make me scream like a dirty little whore. Oh. Yeah, hold my panties aside. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh. Oh, fuck yes, it's finally in. This is what I've been fucking craving. Your cock feels so good inside me. Come on, come on, come on. Ravage me like you did that first time. Please make my mind go blank and my body go fucking numb as you pound my desperate wet cunt. Oh, fuck, fuck. Good, like a ragdoll. Oh, Boy Scout. Oh, yeah. Fuck. God. I feel so good. I feel you got go deep and start my hands stretching my walls. My pussy is just a tear. Coming in an inch. Fucking hard cock of yours. Yeah, fuck me dumb and stupid like a worthless little slut. So good. I fucking rearrange my insides with the rough strokes when I'm nothing but a puddle of sweaty mass. God, yes. Oh, come on. Release all that anger you have inside you. Because it's just ravaged my slutty, wet, needy, worthless cup like the dirty little piece of me I am. Oh. Ah, yes, like that. Harder. Rougher. Whore me up just what you want. Yes, yes, I can feel you. It's so fucking deep inside me. Just don't fucking pull my hair. That's it. Pull my hair. Treat me like a nasty, cheap whore. Fuck. Pull it harder. Pull it harder. Yeah. I feel my fucking pussy tightening grip around your cup. Being fucking desperate to shoot that load of yours. Come on. Fuck up me inside. Like I'm your private needy. Fuck whore. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I can feel my orgasm building up. This feels so amazing. I'm getting close. I'm getting fucking close. Oh my god. I'm almost there. Fuck. Are you getting close to? Are you getting close to? Yeah. You are. Oh, give me everything you have. Fill me up. Spurt that fucking load first. Deep down my needy cup. No, no, no. Don't fucking pull out. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's a safe day. Make a mess of my insides. Give me all you have. Oh my god. Oh shit, I'm fucking coming. Oh my. It's coming. I feel your cock throbbing inside me. Don't pull out. Give me everything. Every single drop of your cum. I'm gonna milk you dry until there's nothing fucking left. Yes, that. Keep buried inside my cunt. Keep buried inside my cunt. Please. Keep it like that. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, it feels amazing. It feels amazing. No, no. I can feel your hot, sticky load coming out of my cunt and dripping down my thighs. So, as it's abundantly clear, amply demonstrated and contrue, incontrovertibly proven, we far exceeded our original agreement when it comes to, well, you know. So, what now? Well, I was getting to that very point if a certain someone hadn't so rudely interrupted me. As I was saying, we agreed. The sex is far more than great. It's exceptional. It's outstanding. Phenomenal. And unforgettable. And I propose that we continue this mutually beneficial arrangement between us from now on. I crave this. I need this. I use you to blow off some steam, and you can use me for whatever reason you may have. This can remain between us. Nobody needs to know. It's not of anyone's concern anyway. It's just between you and me, you know? So, what? Oh, am I going to keep messing with you? You can be absolutely sure of that. Tormenting you and seeing you that nervous is my favorite hobby. But maybe I could take it a little, you know, just a little easier for the sake of our possible agreement. So what do you say? We have some fun together and then I can go a little easier on you, and you let out that anger you have from my little jokes, and everybody wins. So are you in? The condition? Okay, I'm all ears. You don't want this happening at work anymore. Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. What if we're in the middle of things and our boss shows up? I agree. It can be at your place. At mine, or at a hotel, I don't know. We can figure that out later. What? I was all excited earlier. I kind of got carried away and said a bunch of stuff. And, I just was enjoying the moment, you know? You know what? Watch your mouth, jerk. I am not a desperate, needy cock whore. Okay?